it's just an amazing honor, and you know, to be nominated 3 years in a row, but to actually get inducted is probably a lifelong dream for me.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio and on the line, excited to have one of barbecue's biggest and brightest stars and best ambassadors. She is a championship pitmaster and also winner of Food Network's Barbecue Brawl and a new member of the Barbecue Hall of Fame, the one and only Leanne Whippin. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here with you today. Very excited.
Well, first off, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. You know, it's well-deserved, a long time coming, so much excitement over it, not only from you, but for all of those in the barbecue world. Everyone's excited. Has it sunk in yet?
It's very surreal, but it's starting to sink in, and it's just an amazing honor and to be with this group of people and the nominees. You know, to be nominated 3 years in a row was an honor in itself. But to actually get inducted is probably a lifelong dream for me.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge, and it's so well-deserved. And not only is it great for you, Leanne, but it's also great for the barbecue world, too. You know, some of the nominees and the inductees, you know, some of them, they've taken time to, you know, induct people from the past or people that are, you know, have a great history in barbecue or maybe have a great presence. But not everybody in that list and in that Hall of Fame can be great ambassadors on a regular basis. But it's just going to be a fun job because I see you out there promoting barbecue for a long time.
Yes, I have been. It's been a long road, but I continue to work hard at it. I've never let up over the years. 25 years, I've really been hardcore into barbecue, you know, from restaurant, now hosting a Barbecue Nation radio show and brand ambassador for Pit Boss Grills. So it's been a wonderful journey, and I look forward to what the future brings.
Yep, as much excitement as you brought to the competition side, you really have been in all areas of it. You mentioned it from the restaurateur side, on the product side, but also just that Showtime side as a great star in the world of barbecue, whether it's TV or radio or anything.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate in the TV world, and as you may know, John Marcus, who was, you know, instrumental into getting Barbecue Pitmasters on TV and bringing barbecue into the home, it was really nice to see him as an inductee this year, and kind of surreal as well, you know, because we worked together for years. And yeah, so it's amazing.
So as you get out now, as you know, the summer goes on, it's going to be a summer filled with people introducing you as a barbecue Hall of Famer, and fans are going to see you at Worldwide Technology Raceway. This is the first time that the Cup Series, the NASCAR Cup Series, has been in that market. It is going to be a sold out race weekend. People are going to be excited for that, and you'll be part of the El Bandito Barbecue Smokedown with Blues Hawk. So a lot of great friends there. But Leanne, talk about just that great connection. We'll get to Pit Boss in just a second. There's a lot there, but just the great connection between barbecue fans and race fans.
Well, it really goes hand in hand, I believe. Certainly working with Pit Boss and being at some of the tracks, you can see how people are really into grilling. They love to, you know, kind of interact and you know, because the grills are there at the track, so they can see what things that are coming along in barbecue, whether it be on the technology side or just, you know, on the protein side and, you know, recipes in general. So it's fun to, you know, work with all these new things and create everything new, especially, you know, recipes, and you've got so many great brands out there to work with. So it's kind of limitless, you know, on what can be done.
And when it comes to tailgating, it is a sport that is made for the barbecue, the grilling, the tailgater, the camper, that kind of fan. And for the listeners out there, they think, hey, it's a Bears game. You're going to go for a couple hours before the game. You're going to grill up some hot dogs. For racing, you could show up as early as maybe Tuesday for the Sunday race. And so these people take it seriously. When it comes to seriously, one of those great brands that you're representing is the official pellet grill of NASCAR. It's Pit Boss. So talk about how that relationship came to be. It's been awesome to see you at the races this year.
Yeah, so it's been a little over a year that I've been working with them. Time flies. It feels like yesterday. But it's amazing, you know, as it relates to NASCAR and the grills that they're coming out with and the technology, they have everything from small grills that, you know, fold up to full on. And you will see them even on the infield at the track. So people really embrace, you know, grilling. And as I said, it goes hand in hand. Families and, you know, cooking at the tracks or even cooking at home. And, you know, working with Pit Boss has been, you know, they're a family owned company. And it was a big decision for me because I really never took brand ambassadorship seriously because I was so involved with restaurants and I really dive in and really commit. And now that I've kind of stepped away from the restaurant world, it gave me the opportunity and time to really focus on a brand. And it was a perfect fit. And, you know, they not only have pellet grills, but they also, you know, have the ceramic grills. They have flat tops. So, and they always have something new coming out, like barrel cookers. So it's not just one particular type of grill. So it's a lot of fun for me.
I mean, it is a great fit. Leanne, let the listeners know we're talking with Barbecue Hall of Famer Leanne Whippin, who will be at Worldwide Technology Raceway for the NASCAR weekend and for the El Bandito Barbecue Smokedown with Blues Hog. I mentioned Blues Hog. We've got a lot of friends here. There's going to be a lot of friends at the raceway and a friendly competition. There's going to be a tequila and tacos competition on Friday and then some People's Choice ribs and a rib competition as well. And so talk a little bit about just kind of that end of it, right, where you're an ambassador for these great products, but it's kind of good to get in there, fight it out now and then.
Yeah, it is. And this is not, you know, your traditional KCBS comp, you know, where you're diving into four different, you know, items. You're doing a fun, you know, the tequila taco, you're actually incorporating El Bandito tequila, which is really fun. And, you know, the cookers that are going to be out there are top notch. Obviously, you have, you know, Blues Hog, the winner of the Memphis and May World Championship. Woo-hoo. So you'll be able to see Tim out there. And along with, you know, a lot of championship cookers. And you'll be able to see how we cook these competition ribs, I believe, on Saturday. And then we'll go head-to-head, but it'll be fun. Even though we're all friends, we have that competition, you know, thing inside of us. And it'll be a blast.
A lot of people are also friends of the barbecue world and fans, right, that are going to get a chance to come out and see you, get their picture taken, and spend a little bit of time. Maybe get some advice, who knows, from a Leanne Whippin. Yeah. I think it's going to be awesome. So, Leanne, we're excited to see you this weekend. I know the stars of NASCAR are excited to see it, as well as all of those fans that will be out there. And so before we let you go, give information social media wise or maybe your website where people can keep up with your adventures before
sure.
we see you.
So I just launched a website. It's kind of in its infantile stages, but Leanne Whippin Barbecue, as well as YouTube, and then Leanne Whippin on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. So it's all out there.
Thanks, Leanne. Congratulations again on the Hall of Fame, and excited to see you and all the stars of NASCAR this weekend.
Thanks, Dane.